Hi there, we are James and Dan, two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sharara.
It's a good one right here.
Not too shabby.
Oldie but a goodie.
Yeah.
Hour number three of Way Back Wednesday is Barry's. If you missed it at any portion of the show and you didn't yet go back to the website, ESPN975.com or podcastarena.com, and checked up on what you missed, Way Back Wednesday is about colors pre-2000. Songs
Clueless.
With colors in the title.
Yeah, not
turned
the
out to be a really good theme.
It
I
did.
Liked it.
And a listener suggestion.
Yeah, I like it. I dig it. All texting, no tweeting said, as a single man, I can verify that mostly men are on the dating sites. That's what makes Bumble so successful. Women can get on there and not receive hundreds of messages from men that they're not interested in. Okay.
Okay.
So I guess you just log on to Bumble and update your profile and then sit back and...
So the men can't contact the women at all?
Nope.
Wow. No, you can like their picture and then it will show up. And in the event that they like you, they will reach out. Yeah.
Oh, is that how it works?
Yep.
I thought it was all 100% initiated by the women.
It's initiated by the women 100%.
But the woman doesn't know that
you like the pic.
Oh,
you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you're sending
she
out
gets
a flare to let
she
you
gets
know
a list
you're
of people
interested?
That may or may not be interested in her,
okay.
And then she makes the decision.
Yeah. So
you
go on and you're like, all right, she's hot, big boobs, she's hot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
And then all of those women get a notice that here's all the guys that have liked your picture, and then you can say, all right, I'm interested in this one. He's cute. He looks like he has a small penis.
He looks creepy.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right. I did not know that.
Yeah, I didn't know that either. Somebody had this question on the text line as well as on Twitter, but they said, should the Texans trade for Richard Sherman or fix their secondary and free agency, which is similar to what Dallas wanted to know. He said, should the Texans trade for Sherman? I still think he's a top five. I'll tell you this. If you're implying should they trade for Richard Sherman or sign Malcolm Butler, I think Sherman's, you know, a little bit better than Malcolm Butler. If you could pull that off, absolutely.
But you don't have to trade for him. It looks like Seattle's just going to dump him. And if they dump him, then just try and negotiate a deal that makes more sense for you as a team. And as long as it's a destination that he wants to consider playing at, you know, he'll work with you, I'm sure. And I just think that in those cases, normally you want to get back at the team that let you go, too.
I think the point of trading and the thing that's maybe in your favor is that you can control your own destiny. If you can get Seattle to say, hey, don't cut him, then you're jumping the line. Because if he becomes a free agent, if he hits the market and anybody can sign him, now you've got to compete with everybody else. It's going to raise the price. But if you can get him for some draft picks or maybe a point of need that Seattle has, then you can cut out all of those other folks that might be interested in
it. NFL writer Tom Pelissero is reporting Sherman is scheduled to meet with Pete Carroll and GM John Schneider later today to discuss his future, but all signs are pointing to him not being back with the Sea Chickens.
Man. Good thing the Texans didn't keep A.J. Bouye.
Yeah, how'd that turn out?
At the time, I thought, they'll be fine. Nope.
Yeah, when Bouye and Dents left, we were all saying, we're not too worried about it.
You don't want to overpay for A.J. Bouye, but yeah, he turned out to be worth the money.
Dents not so much, because Dents was on Twitter literally trying to lobby to get himself back onto the Texans roster.
Yeah.
And I don't think the Texans are interested.
Yeah, not a great year. I think he was injured for some of the year. But yeah, Dents not a guy that quite had the year.
He had a few lucky interceptions, let's be honest.
Here?
With the Texans.
With the Texans.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yep.
Absolutely. But I think, you know, in Bouye, hindsight's 2020. But yeah, it does look like that was a mistake.
More breaking news. The Rams are trading linebacker Alec Ogletree, who was a hell of a player in the last couple of years, to the Giants for two draft picks. So the Giants' defense gets better. Also takes the probability of them taking a defensive player in the top five a little less out of the equation. Maybe they lean more towards a Saquon Barkley if he's there. So two draft picks to the Rams for Alec Ogletree. So the Rams are moving picks? And shaking. It does not say at
Ogletree,
this point.
To me, isn't
Adam Schefter reported it first. The hang-up artist Ian Rappaport also reporting it.
Okay.
But they're not saying what those picks are just yet.
I mean, if they got above the fourth round for Ogletree, they did pretty good.
They got two picks? Why? He's still a player, though.
Nah.
I'm telling you, man, on that defense this last year he played. Okay, here it goes. Giants are trading their fourth-round pick and their sixth-round pick in return for Ogletree and a 2019 seventh-round pick.
So a seventh-round pick and what?
So they're getting a fourth and a sixth.
Yeah.
And giving up the 2019 seventh round in Ogletree.
Okay. Yeah, they did all right. I'm not impressed. Dude, he had, what, two sacks last year? One interception?
I don't know.
Yeah. Not that.
And then there's this. Not from Richard Sherman.
Uh-oh.
But dear Seahawks fans, this tweet was posted by Beverly Sherman, Richard Sherman's mother.
Oh.
Well, sadly, the time has come. I am more than devastated to know that my son will no longer be a Seahawk.
Oh, damn.
And then there's that.
Well, at least she didn't go, like, you know, get all inappropriate and start bashing
but
the Seahawks.
Still, she broke the news before the news broke.
I'm sure that's one where you get the phone rings and go, forget the chunky soup, Mom. Can we not do those kind of tweets and things till I tell you it's okay?
Wow. Way to go, Ma. Screwed it up. Ugh.
And because Michael Bennett went to the Eagles, can you now imagine an Eagles defense that's pass rushing is consistent of Michael Bennett, Fletcher Cox, Derek Barnett, and Brandon Graham?
It's pretty stout. Pretty stout.
Bad.
No, not bad at all. Well, any other breaking news?
That's
I like
what
this.
We got.
I like
that, all that's this the NFL stuff around. I got for you right now.
Okay. What's the Dez issue? I saw that. I didn't get a chance to read
it. So he tweets or Instagrams a picture, I think it was, of him in a Cowboys uniform walking down the tunnel towards the locker room and just puts X, which is like the sign he does to everything is X. People immediately started to put messages underneath it that said, hope you're walking out the door and don't let it hit you in the ass on the way out. And got even more and more and more personal. And he finally had enough and just decided, all right, y'all, I mean, if you're going to keep doing this, then I'm going to respond. And he started, basically he first tried to explain, look, I'm in a Dallas Cowboys uniform. That's what I meant. That's what I should be in. That's what you guys really need to concentrate on. So he basically said, WTF are wrong with you people. I posted an effing picture. S starting to piss me off now. It's me in a Cowboys uniform where I belong. Get a life, please. Now he says, I'm getting texted messages. I don't give a damn for the most part. And someone said, stop reading comments. It's not hard, bro. But he couldn't get enough. He was more than knee deep in all of it, trying to respond, trying to get ticked off. But everybody's just going effing bum, cut, so long, sucka, kick rocks, bitch.
What?
Yeah, these are some of the comments. Hopefully that's him on the way out after he gets cut. See ya. So long, sucka. LOL, kick rocks, bitch. Effing bum. You really need to produce this year. I just say your bum ass needs to be let go. You're overrated, you're on a decline, and you are an effing drama queen.
Damn.
People are harsh on social media,
you
man.
You guys out there that are fans of sports are just a-holes.
Well, we know that firsthand. I mean, the cowardly keyboard confidants just love to...
I don't understand
Shoot and move.
Yeah, I don't understand why you feel the need to go out and just say something mean about that guy. I don't know. I mean, it's our job to talk about it, but if you're just a fan... I don't ever recall as a fan of a sport, like if I didn't like a guy, I didn't go out of my way to let him know that. I just didn't like him. I don't know. That's weird. Maybe because I didn't come up as a fan in the social media area or social media era.
Right. And that plays a big part.
But I don't know if that would be any different for me. I'm just being honest.
Here's,
I don't know if I would take the time to log on to Michael Irvin's Instagram back in the day and be like, you're a bum. Or
I'd be more apt to follow guys I liked than follow guys I didn't like to try and take pot shots.
I don't think I would be on Mike Rozier and be like, you suck as a running back. Get out of here. Leave the Oilers. That's just not a thing I would do.
Well, you asked for it, Barry. You get it. More news.
Oh, there you go.
Another Bennett.
Uh-oh.
This one bites the dust. Martellus Bennett being cut by the Patriots.
You surprised?
No.
No. I don't think anybody is.
So the Bennett boys are both on the move one way or the other today. Yeah, I'm with you, though. I'm not that guy that wants to follow someone to take shots at him, but I would follow players I liked.
Right. Yeah, I'm with you. I would follow the guys I like. I wouldn't care about the guys I don't like.
Right.
By the way, I know you guys have never heard the song. Fantastic hip-hop song from back in the day.
Pull your own horn.
Yeah, it's great.
All right. Right now, I'm going to tell you about my good friends over at American Wheel and Tire for over 15 years. Mike and Tammy Gust have been doing a great job with this business. And like the name says, it's American Wheel and Tire, but it's so much more, from Kevlar coating to one-of-a-kind looking lift kits, lights, steps, bumpers, all the different things that you can do to soup up your car and give it that individual one-of-a-kind look. They can do it. Pro athletes in Houston have been bringing their rides to American Wheel and Tire and tricking them out for years, and there's a reason why. There's tons of choices. They want the best, and they want to be taken care of with great customer service and VIP-like experiences. That's what they get there. Fair prices, expert craftsmanship, stellar customer service. It's all at American Wheel and Tire. The family's owned the business for over 30 years. Mike and Tammy have been in charge for over 15. They have a massive selection of tires, and all the major brands are on sale, as well as private label tires similar to those major brands that can save you a ton of money, as full sets start as low as $299 and $399 per set. A pristine store, beautiful displays, incredible VIP rating area with flat screen TVs, leather seating, refreshments, and a big window where you can watch your car being worked on as it's being worked on. You can ask questions. Your technician will periodically check in with you to communicate what's being done and can be done, and you go from there. If you need a new set of tires now and you just can't afford them yet, American Wheel and Tire has in-house credit. No credit checks required. You leave today with your tires. You pay for them later. They take care of you. They're in Houston. You're in Houston. They want you to come back whenever you need anything, wheels, tires, or otherwise. Check them out. AmericanWheelAndTire.com has tons of pictures on all the different automobiles they've worked on in the past, and you can stop in the store, 290 and 34th Street, just outside the Loop. Tell them Joel Blank sent you by American Wheel and Tire.
And our next speaker, well, we know who he is.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Great song here. Never going to get me to...
This is a jam.
Poop on this one. This is great.
For sure. No question.
No, no pun intended. This is a jam.
Not bad.
So Troy's calling back, by the way.
Oh, good. All right, we'll get Troy in just a second. I do want to say that we did look it up. The Rockets still without a jersey sponsor. This is what I hate when people think they're more. There are people that think they're smarter than everyone else, and when they do, they outsmart themselves. You're holding out, and you're telling everybody in the organization that you're going to get the best sponsorship deal possible for your jersey. You got less than 20 games to go in the regular season. You just cost your team $10 million because you didn't have a sponsor all year long. Even if you sign a one-year deal until you find that long-term solution, don't poo-poo on $10 million. Get your money and then go for the long term. Rocket scientists.
Uh-oh.
There.
Uh-oh.
I've said it. All right. Let's continue to move on. Troy, good to have you back on the show. Hopefully the beeps are gone and you're ready to go.
What's going on, guys?
What up, Troy?
What's up, man? You do that purposely, I hope.
No, this new iPhone 27 I got, it's got some glitches in it.
All right, you're forgiven.
That was perfect, yep. Troy.
Oh, good stuff,
so,
man.
Anyway, very true story. When I was a kid, I'd walk out the door to go to school. My mom, Troy, you brush your teeth this morning? Nope. Had grape nuts. Knocked all the plaque off my teeth. Don't need to brush them. At that point, she used my middle name, and then it was time to go brush your teeth.
That's fantastic.
That's so funny, dude.
That was worth the wait, right there.
Anyway, are we worried with less than 20 games that maybe we're peaking just a little bit too soon? Or is it time to start resting some guys? I know they want home court advantage, but are we a little worried about that, or are they just
I'm not,
roll
Troy,
because
quite simply, think of the alternative. If they were playing less than stellar right now, you'd be hoping that they put it together. If you could be Oklahoma City. You could be 20 games or less to go, hoping that they peak at the right time at the end of the season, try and put it together before it's too late. Instead, you got a team that literally is clicking on all cylinders, but if you want to say that they're not there yet, you can, because they're still fighting injuries, and yet they're still the best record in the NBA. They've won 16 in a row. I don't think you're going to get much better than that. So I think they're in a good spot. I really do.
Yeah, I don't think they're not necessarily peaking, because if you look at it, they've done this once already. So they're just a really good team that plays really good basketball this year. So it's not that they're peaking necessarily. I think you reserve that for teams like Oklahoma City, who seem to struggle here and there, but then every once in a while they'll go on a run, right?
Yeah. No, I'm totally with you. I mean, look, I just think overall that – of the different scenarios, this is the best case scenario for them.
Yeah.
Be in the driver's seat. It's a good place to be.
Yeah.
Yes, right. Sir. And we're excited. All right. Thank you.
All right, Troy. Have a good night, buddy. Thanks for calling in. Don't be a stranger. We love hearing from you.
iPhone 27.
That was good.
That was pretty funny. Somebody suggested, what about a Sherman trade or a trade between Dallas and Seattle? Trade Sherman for Dez. If I'm the Cowboys, I don't really need secondary help. No. I don't think that they need.
Well,
but they're top 10 pass defense. Why would you?
And if they do, they don't want Richard Sherman from Seattle. No. They want Earl Thomas.
Yeah. So I don't know that I would do that deal necessarily, just because you have guys that, you know.
Well, they lost Barry Church, who was long in the tooth, who got a big deal from the Jags. So on the back end of their secondary, they could use a little. But look, they didn't shy away when Earl Thomas walked in their locker room last year from saying, hell yeah. I mean, without being fined, they were basically like saying, if he's ever available or there's ever a chance, who wouldn't want Earl Thomas? Like I said, the littlest man bringing the biggest woodshed to whatever he hits in his way, and it's always been that way. And I don't think he's really slowing down. He's had some injuries. That dude can play, man.
If I'm Seattle, I would like to get Dez, because you need a weapon, especially if they're going to lose Jimmy Graham.
You got Doug Baldwin. Yeah. You got a bunch of young, inexperienced speed burners.
I mean, you're losing Jimmy Graham.
You got Russell Wilson, by the way. Your line was not great. You got Dwayne Brown, which made it a little better.
Yeah.
But he's long in the tooth.
But from a money perspective, think of it this way. If the Cowboys cut Dez this year, they're saving $4.5 million, right?
Yeah.
He's due to make
16, right?
12.5.
Well, I read an article this morning where I said I thought it was
16. Yeah. His cap hit is 16, but his dead cap space is 8. All right. Richard Sherman is due to make 13.2. His dead cap money is 2. So if I'm Seattle, I can free up $11 million just by cutting him. I'd rather do that. Dez is old. I can go out and get younger and at receiver and get a free agent potentially. So I don't know that if I'm Seattle, I would want to make a trade.
And based on our conversations yesterday and based on people I know that follow the Seahawks pretty closely, they're saying that Seattle's basically already resigned to the fact they're moving on from Jimmy Graham.
Yeah.
So you know Jimmy Graham, no Michael Bennett, quite probably no Richard Sherman. You've had major injuries to everybody else in the Legion of Boom, from Cam Chancellor, you know, all the way up and down the list. It's a sad ending to what was the premier defense in football for the last,
many
what?
Years.
Yeah, a lot of years. So with that, we'll see what else they do. But if you're Russell Wilson, you can't feel good. Like I said, patchwork offensive line that was terrible. Dwayne Brown stabilized it just a touch. Running back was by committee, and the committee was just hit and miss, and more misses than hits. Like we said, with the receivers, and at least you had Jimmy Graham. If you take away Jimmy Graham too, because he goes to another team, boy, Danger Russ is not happy.
No, and you think about it, they still have some, if they keep the kid you've been mentioning the whole time.
What side of the
safety.
Ball?
Safety.
Oh, Earl Thomas.
Yeah,
Earl
if they keep Earl Thomas, they still have some depth on that defense. They're not terrible. I think they were a top five pass in the secondary, a top five.
Was it Cam Chancellor that had the possible career-ending injury?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, so you've got guys all over the ball that are just, except for, you know, Shaq Griffin's brother, mm-hmm. is there. Good draft pick last year out of Washington. You know, they got a couple of young pieces. But overall, of a Seahawks team that was knocking on the door of the Super Bowl and should have won one of the Patriots ones, if not for Malcolm Butler, it's but a pretty, I mean, pretty
have,
quick fall.
You still have Bobby Wagner as well.
Yep.
He can ball out at the linebacker position. So it's not terrible, but I think what you might be seeing is that the Seahawks say, okay, we've been a defensive-minded team. We haven't really addressed the offense. There's no real weapons for Russell Wilson. We've got to get better on this offensive line. So maybe that's what they're doing. They're shifting away from being
a defense heavy. If they spend money on offense, that would be good for them.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Maybe that's what they're angling at.
And in case you're interested, before we get back off of football, because I see Wayne, he wants to talk some more Rockets, ESPN also did an article on the top free agents from every team and what they're going to do with them. For Houston, it was Jonathan Joseph. They said Joseph's going to be 34 when the season starts, but he's the team's highest-rated corner. He made $6.75 million last year, but he could be re-signed for less. The prediction by our own Sarah Barshop, friend of the show, Texans likely to bring him back on a 1 or 2 year deal. I don't know that I see that. It depends on what they can't get in free agency in the draft before I say that they're going to bring him back, or they better get one sweetheart of a deal.
I wouldn't go, I mean, a two-year deal?
I'm not going multi-year for sure. Mm-hmm. And if I go 1 year, I ain't going at 6.75.
No. No, not for, I mean, he's got to be your nickel, right?
So, yeah. Because, again, you've got too many questions. We talked about how questionable the secondary is. Johnson's just fallen off the planet after a good start his rookie year. And injuries, you hope, were a part of that, and that he can come back and be healthy and be better.
Yeah.
Kareem, who've been rumored to be moving to safety.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Somebody texted the show, said, If I would have grown up in the social media era when I was a kid, I would have talked trash to Marshall Faulk. Yes, okay. I waited to meet him after a game for an autograph, only for him to tell me he didn't sign stuff because he didn't want people to resell it and make money. I was like 6, and he was my idol. F that guy.
Wow.
Okay.
Now, I'm actually friends with him. I've seen him sign a ton of stuff, but I know that was the thing a while back. And I've told you guys stories. Kevin Garnett was the first one that said, I won't sign for anybody anytime because my agent told me my autograph will be worth more when I quit and I can make more money.
Yeah.
And a player in his own locker room beat his ass. They said, sign these two things for Christmas for my nephew. He wouldn't do it. He said, I'm going to ask you one more time. He didn't do it. Next thing you know, he found himself in a ball in the locker.
Yeah. Wow.
So those things can happen.
Nice.
Wayne wants to get in here before the break, talk a little Rockets. Wayne, what's up?
Yeah, how y'all doing today? I heard the guy earlier, he was saying, you know, is the Rockets peaking too soon, and should they bench players? You know, I used to play ball, the game is rhythm, and you don't want to really bench nobody when you're in a rhythm trying to try anything new. I'll hang up and just take it.
All right. Appreciate it. No, I mean, look, there is something to be said about rhythm, but at the same time, there's a lot more to be said about being healthy. And I think that when you say it's not going to be benching, I think that's the wrong term. I think you might reduce some of the guys' minutes.
Yeah.
Because you don't want them to be, you know, knees and swollen and, you know, too many miles on them.
Especially when you have the Mavs coming up, right? You should be beating the Mavs by 25 midway through the fourth quarter. I know, but you should be. If you're beating the Mavs by 25 midway through the fourth quarter, then yes, absolutely. Sit everybody down. Let the third team guys get some run off the end of the bench or whatever. You've got a lot of games, though, that you still have to go out and compete in. You're gonna,
the rest of this week is big.
Milwaukee, Toronto. After Dallas, you got the Spurs, the Clippers, the Pelicans, the T-Wolves. It's not getting any easier until you get down to the end of the month. And we've talked about that now several times. So I don't know that they have a chance to rest because you drop two or three of these games.
And there goes your home court against the Warriors.
There goes. Yep.
All right now I'll tell you about my good friends at Gallery Furniture. I'm telling you right now, and I've been telling you for a while, Gallery Furniture doesn't just say it, they do it. They save you money. They will promise you no back order slips. You buy today, you get it tonight. It's solid wood American-made furniture like Stickley. And they're going to do furniture for your man cave, for your living room, your dining room, for every room in your house, and they're going to take care of you with customer service. By that, I mean, from the minute you walk into one of the three locations, a customer service rep's going to ask you what you're looking for, what kind of style you're looking at, what your budget is, and then start showing you different furniture until they get close to what you like, and then make sure you pick it out, and their finance department's going to take care of you with a payment plan that works. The delivery people are going to not only deliver the same day, but they're going to ask you, do you want me to take anything away? You want me to move any furniture out of the way? You want furniture moved to a different room? We'll all do those things because you bought from Gallery Furniture. It's not just a marketing slogan. It's a way of doing business. Those three locations are Grand Parkway between Katy and Sugarland, the Galleria area across from Dillard's on Post Oak, and, of course, I-45 North, exit Tidwell, Parker, both ways. Max still extending his birthday sale. The 67-year-old man has got 67% savings on certain furniture throughout the store, and lots of other deals. And of course, the Astros deal is back again. You buy your Tempur-Pedic and bedroom sets and spend $4,000 or more on $3,000 or more, I should say, on bedroom furniture. Astros win it all. You get it all for free at the end of the year. It's the way they did it last year. They're going to do it again this year. Mac is a man of his word. Check him out at one of the three locations. Gallery really will save you money.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Final half hour of the big show. AJ, Jong, who's filling in today?
Jermaine. Everett.
Jermaine.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
You thought Jermaine and Jerome were.
Nope. Just got confused on the list.
All righty then. All right. So
racist.
Fred.
Nope.
Yep. Fred getting some time off.
Yeah.
Jermaine, who did a good job filling in when he filled in for us.
I really thought you guys were going to give me some guff about having the song Cream on my list.
Yeah, I was trying to find a clean version. I mean, not a clean, but like a good audio quality version. And the only thing I got was the video.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But I was waiting for one of you guys to tell me that that's not a color.
Oh, so you're a Cream is. He said it was before the show.
It is.
I didn't lie to you. I told you.
Yeah, he did.
What? I was just going to say, though, you did because before you got here today, Nick's like, cream is Cream a color?
Yeah, totally.
Well, I didn't give you. I asked Joel before the show. That way I didn't call you out like you did in the first segment.
Nick, I could have answered incorrectly and I could have set you up and then sold you out on the air, but I wouldn't do something like that.
You would, but you could have.
Yeah. I like that you guys tried to form an alliance, and Nick was like, nah,
no. No, I'm not trying to form that.
Back up.
No. I told him, though, that the Milwaukee Bucks official colors now are cream and blue, and because it's like for the beer foam is cream, supposedly.
Oh, is that a fact?
Yeah, they tried to get foamy. You know how we get deep steel blue and
all that for the Texans? Oh, my goodness.
They're with their cream.
Foam white or foam cream?
Yeah,
cream foam.
Yeah, it's just,
so what came first?
By the way, those with the kind of Astros stripes on the front, those Bucks jerseys, cream colored with the green Astros stripes, god awful ugly.
Yeah,
I don't care who they're sponsored by. They should be sponsored by Get Another Uniform. Those are terrible. I think that's their version of the, what'd you call them, the City Collection.
Yes, the City Collection.
So ours is Asian letters,
right?
And the Bucks is
city
just
in another country,
but ugly.
Yeah. So, where'd it go? Oh, Francisco said today was a draw. I'll accept that. Yeah,
that's fine.
I'll accept that.
A draw between two people.
Of course, yeah. Nick not included in the draw.
We was just voted a draw with everybody but you.
Well, by one guy. By one guy. Everyone else said I won, but this one guy said a draw.
That's not true.
So I'm fine with that. I'm okay with that.
Let's get Coco back in here.
Right.
Let's get Coco back in here.
Look at Jermaine coming in here. He's trying to learn how to produce. What? What's going on here?
No, he's
asking
notes.
For Wu-Tang Clan on the Way Back Wednesday list. Cream.
No.
He's not really he doesn't like your Prince Cream song or what it's called.
The fact that Cream,
you should like Cream Get on Top. That's a good song.
Yeah. Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. You're not a Prince fan, Jermaine? That's
Oh,
that's
Cream,
your bad.
Cream White Room? Is that the one you're referring to, Jermaine? Yeah, that's the one he was referring to, not the Prince song. He's like, who's that?
That White Room was the first one on my list.
He doesn't like it. He doesn't
know
approve.
Why? Because he doesn't know it.
He doesn't approve.
I don't care. The good thing he doesn't get a vote. I thought you were saying that I should have Wu-Tang's Cream. That's not an actual color. That's an abbreviation for a set of words.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cash rules everything around me. That's not an actual color.
Don't get dumped, Barry.
I didn't say anything.
Okay.
All right, you guys.
Okay, so, Nicholas, you put this on the rundown? The anti-usual suspects weight loss challenge. This is the usual suspects weight gain challenge.
Yeah, my buddy Shane texted me and is like, dude, if you gain 200 pounds, you can eat for free. I'm like, what are you talking about? And he's like, this spot called the Heart Attack Grill in Las Vegas. And if you weigh, I believe, from what I gathered on social media, if you weigh 350 pounds or more, you get to eat for free. waitresses are dressed in, you know, as nurses.
Are they really?
They'll spank you.
What?
One listener tweeted out me and said this was me like a month ago, and apparently he got spanked by one of the nurses.
Why did they spank you? What does that have to do with anything else?
I have no clue.
Are they Mark Cuban?
And apparently there was one in Dallas, but it closed. But the one in downtown Las Vegas still exists.
And it's called the Heart Attack Grill.
Yep.
Now, is it – I saw something – because I remember reading about this like a while back when it first opened. But like all the food is horrible. Like everything has bacon on it. And like the burgers are like quadruple cheeseburgers. And
someone told me like everything is like dipped in lard or something like that.
Oh, my God.
Really?
Well, I went to their Facebook page that was on the link that we had for the rundown. And they have like a rest in peace for one of the waitresses.
Well, apparently there's been three deaths according to social media, which I don't know how they're still in business.
So people have died at the restaurant?
I'm assuming.
Well, when you get 350-pound people there.
Or maybe they died after, like, you know.
I'm going to tell you something, Barry.
Oh, my gosh.
Some
I just clicked on the
look
link.
Really good. This bacon cheeseburger they got with three patties and... Good Lord.
The melted cheese?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And the good bacon? Yeah.
Why is Ron Jeremy there?
I think the guy that owns the Bunny Ranch might be a part owner.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think that might be the case.
Well, don't get the hot dog if you go there.
Yeah, you stick to James Coney Island.
Ugh. I want to see a menu. Do they have a menu? Like a list of things
on
that
the,
they serve?
Maybe on the website, heartattackgrill.com.
They have the owner in an Uncle Sam outfit, and they're I want you to be fat.
Yeah, why is that? That doesn't make any sense to me.
I didn't even know it was real. When I first got the text, I thought my friend was just messing with me, but then I posted it on social media, and everybody confirmed. Like, yes, this thing exists, and it's nasty. A lot of people called it silly.
Why? Because they have delicious foods? Or because they want you to be fat and die?
The idea. I guess the idea is just dumb. I don't know.
Barry?
I'm looking for a menu.
One of the things on the menu while you look for
where
that.
Where do you have it?
I'm on their Facebook page.
Oh.
The octuple bypass burger.
No.
Eight patties.
The establishment is a hospital-themed restaurant. Waitresses, quote, end quote, nurses take orders, quote, prescriptions. The orders are prescriptions. From the customers, or patients. Each patient dons a hospital gown and wristband before ordering, which is crazy to me.
Oh my God, this is crazy. So I'm on the menu and they don't have anything. They just have this burger that has four patties, and it looks like every patty gets its own cheese, bacon, onions, and tomato. And then they do it again, and they do that four times, and that's the burger. Yep. But I don't see the rest of the menu. I would love to see more of the menu.
It actually, the picture.
They have a vegan menu? Wait a minute. What the hell?
Lisa's on the way.
Oh, look. Heart Attack Grill vegan menu. There's no meat in any of our leafy tobacco products. It's cigarettes. Oh.
No.
Yes. So you can.
Is it
Ron
really?
Jeremy is their spokesperson.
No, the spokesman is Blair River, who died on March of 2011 at the age of 29. He was 575 pounds.
Well, so they had to replace him because on June 3rd, it says our spokesman, Ron Jeremy, has a lot to say about the Heart Attack Grill.
Oh, perhaps he's the new spokesman.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
You eat for free if you weigh over 350 pounds. The vegan menu is basically filterless Lucky Strike cigarettes.
Oh, there goes Lisa going to Vegas. Yes. That's out.
Chase Whitfield on Twitter says everything tastes terrible. Everything is greasy. I mean,
I
that's
totally
what everybody's
go.
Saying.
I would totally go to
that's
this.
That's what thing. I think said. I said, I still want to go and check it out.
Think about it. You're in Vegas. You're going to be drinking.
Yes.
At the end of the night, you're going to be lit up and hungry. It's going to be the perfect meal for you.
Yeah.
Why do you think Texans go to Whataburger at 2 a.m.?
Right. Or any fast food.
But someone like me is going to get charged for that crap.
Yeah, can you believe that? You know how much you'd have to pay for
that
a four-patty burger?
Yeah, how much are these burgers?
That's another thing. I don't know.
I need a menu. I really do. Somebody please tweet me a menu. Bill Stanford said, dude, a few years ago, a guy literally had a heart attack while eating there. Talk about good publicity.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I guess people will do anything.
Ready for this?
Okay.
There's a picture here, and I'll show it to you. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So that is... only half of their Heart Attack Grill quadruple bypass burger, which has 9,982 calories.
It's almost 10,000
calories? 10,000 calories for a burger and fries. And I'm not sure if that includes the fries.
And then you have to get a shake with it, right? That's going to be another 2,000.
Well, or a beer. They got.
Oh, they got beer?
They got beer there.
Oh. Okay. Y'all know about this D'Angelo, by the way. Of
course. Yeah, I was just going to say, I'm probably going to be hated by after what I say.
Why?
This song sucks. I hated this song.
You don't like D'Angelo?
I hate. If I didn't get disqualified, you would have been disqualified for this song.
Why?
It
totally falls within the...
Yeah, it's fair.
Yeah.
But it sucks.
Brown Sugar.
Nope. Worst song on your list. No question.
Really?
Joel, do you even know who D'Angelo is?
I do.
Do you like this song?
It's okay.
I would have not thought that would have been the song you hated on my list.
I hate that. I hated that song so much when it came out. I hated it so much.
Okay.
Never liked that. I'm sure he's a pretty good pianist, but other than that.
Whoa.
That
was so close. You did do it well.
It's a pretty good pianist.
I give you credit for getting that out.
Correctly?
Yes.
Yeah, instead of saying penist.
He's a great penist.
We're so childish. God, we're childish.
That's what we do show. Around here.
That's what we all like right. It, right? Oh, my gosh. Good times.
We got one segment to go in the big show before we turn over to the Blitz. Don't go anywhere. The big show comes back. ESPN 97.5.
But right now, I want to tell you guys that, listen, I've got a solution. We just talked about the Heart Attack Grill. Let's talk about the opposite of that. Let's get you healthy. Let's get you losing some weight. Let's get you in shape. Let's get you logging on to HealthyGourmet.com. The food is good. Now, it's not going to give you a heart attack. It's going to make you healthy. I told this story before. Back when I had a show, I needed to lose some weight. In a week, I lost 8 pounds, and people were like, what'd you do? I'll tell you what I did. I ate Healthy Gourmet for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I had 3 meals a day, and I ran 4 miles a day. I did that for 5 days. I lost 8 pounds. Include Healthy Gourmet in your diet. I want you to lose weight, too. Log on today and get started. All the meals are customizable, so you can go out there and you can say, you know what? I want to have this kind of protein. I want to have this carbs. I want to combine it. Or maybe you just want all vegan, or maybe you just want gluten-free or paleo. Doesn't matter. You can customize your meals online. They prepare them every week and ship them to your door. That's the best part. You don't even have to leave the house to get all your food ready to go for the week to eat healthy and lose weight. Log on today, HealthyGourmet.com. They prepare all the food. It's delicious. It fills you up. You don't have to eat 2 or 3 of them to get full, and then you lose all your calories anyways. And the other thing I like is if you order $99 or more, which you're going to spend $99 or more on food anyways, if you spend it at HealthyGourmet.com, they ship it for free. And I'll save you 10% off your order. Just put in promo code ESPN975 when you check out. You'll save that extra 10%. Get started today. It's great. The food is good. You pop it in the microwave for 2.5 minutes. It could not be easier. So log on today, HealthyGourmet.com. Get started losing weight today. Stick out my tongue and I'm about ready to hit this pretty bitty with persistence.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Final segment, Usual Suspects, way back Wednesday as we wrap up another good one. It's Barry, it's Nick, it's Joel. Before we turn it over to the Blitz at 4 o'clock.
A lot of texts coming in on the Heart Attack Grill. Mark Shell said, the Heart Attack, they actually have a scale. They only serve soda and beer to drink, but the burgers are awesome. That's from Mark Shell. Also, Usual Suspects Weight Loss Challenge participant,
and
Mark
doing
Shell.
Well on it, too.
And kicking ass.
Yeah, he dropped an X.
In the losing weight department. Yeah, he's actually gained an inch, he said.
And dropped an X.
Yeah.
Because he was triple X on his now clothing, he's and now he's double X.
Nice. Yeah. Now he's 3.
That's the kind of like...
No.
Okay.
That ain't on nice. You. They said you had to sign a waiver to eat there at the Heart Attack Grill.
My first two questions were, is there going to be a scale and do you have to sign a waiver?
Yeah.
And it was yes to both.
Yeah. Isn't that insane? Somebody said they have a fry bar, not a salad bar. They have a fry bar there.
Which actually sounds pretty good sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. Sean apparently was saying they had a scale. Okay. I'm a 380-pound fat ass, and that restaurant sounds so gross, and my heart aches hearing y'all talk about it. That was Josh from Huntsville.
I was thinking if Tracy had a problem with the carbs, she's probably having a problem with
this,
too.
With the Heart Attack Grill and 4 patties on a burger. NASCAR Johnny said my buddies went there last year when they were in Vegas. If you don't finish it, your meal, that's why they spank you.
Oh. They also seatbelt buckle you to your chair when you eat.
You'd have some weirdos that just wouldn't finish because they wanted to get spanked. I guess.
You're correct.
Yeah.
I would definitely think that's true. That's just nuts. I don't know if you guys saw this or not, but I put it on the rundown because it was actually kind of funny. I was looking for, scanning the globe as we do, and found a story about the Cubs at spring training that I got a chuckle out of. Cubs infielder had to practice in khakis, Tommy La Stella, because he parked in the front office spaces reserved for the owner.
Uh-oh.
And some of the front office. So when the team is at spring training, they wear khakis and they wear a Cubs golf shirt. Well, since La Stella parked in one of their spots, the front office had his uniform removed from his locker that day and put khakis and a Cubs golf shirt. And he ended up practicing that day in all that kind of garb because of the fact that he was being punished for parking in spots reserved for President Theo Epstein, General Manager Jed Hoyer, and others. So it was multiple violations of the parking code. Therefore, you get khakis and a golf shirt.
His bad. And cleats. Did they give him at least cleats? Or did he have to do it in like topsiders?
I can't really see on the picture. I don't think people in the front office are wearing cleats.
Yeah, no. So I guess he would have to play in loafers, huh?
Then he slips on the infield and yanks some muscle or something. Yeah, and then you've got all kinds of liabilities.
Oh, they'd be so pissed, right?
Ooh, yes, they would.
They'd be like, "Whoops, sorry, kid, you can't make the team now."
Crazy, crazy stuff. So I don't know if you guys saw this story or not either, but a Thai porn star, because of course Stormy Daniels is in the news a lot with Donald Trump, but how about this one? A porn star from Thailand. Her name is Nong Nat. She says she's definitely not a gold digger, but she divorced her 72-year-old super rich husband only days after marrying him, and now says she's interested in finding a real relationship. So men that are interested in her need to provide several pictures, including a headshot, a full body shot, as well as bank statements for the last 5 years.
But she's not a gold digger.
No. Of course she's not.
How do you say that with a straight face if you want bank statements? See?
She married wealthy businessman Harold Jennings Nesland, who's 72 years old and lives near Seattle. She said she agreed to the divorce because it was more like taking care of her dad on a daily basis than it was in a relationship. And she was afraid that their sexual escapades would kill him. So she thought it would be best if they got divorced.
What a bitch. She's lying. I'm not a gold digger, but I need pictures and bank statements. No, that's okay. This reminds me of Anna Nicole Smith. You remember that old man she dated?
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. That was such a... There was a reality show.
Yeah.
Yeah, but who...
She had a reality show, but before... Yeah, was it with the guy, too? Because the guy was like 90, right?
Yeah, disgusting. What
Texas
was his name?
Guy, right?
Was it John Howard Marshall or whatever? Howard Marshall?
That sounds right.
There's that one picture of her kissing him, and it looks like he's like, I just Googled it. Ugh, that's so disgusting. How these women can do that for money? I'm sorry, but I couldn't sleep with a 90-year-old woman for her money. I just could not do it.
I'd also like to.
Could you?
No.
I don't want to see them saggy boobs.
We've already covered Raisin Bran today.
Yeah. Could you imagine this?
How much money are we talking here?
Here comes
the talking like 90 million, 80 million? Like, how much money are we talking
like
exactly?
Millions.
Well, the interesting thing, too, is if she's not a gold digger, then how about you walk away from that divorce without wanting any money? Why don't you do that?
Yeah.
Instead of the fact that they said the divorce couldn't go through and go final, he was kind of trying to change her mind and she was holding out. So what are you holding out for? Love? Come on, man.
I'm trying to see what his net worth was, but it was in the hundreds of millions. She wouldn't have got all that, but okay, Nick, so let's say 40 mil. You banging a 90-year-old woman for 2 years for 40 mil?
It's got to be 2 full years?
Yeah.
That's tough. 2 full years?
2 years.
She just broke up with her man after, what, 3 days?
It doesn't matter. We're talking Anna Nicole Smith with...
Nick, there is no good side either. You're trying to not look at her face, and no. I'm sure it ain't as comfortable to look at from the backside.
I bet you didn't
either.
Even know that an ass could be saggy, but it would be like, how did you do that? It looks like your pockets are turned inside out on the back of your jeans. What? You wouldn't do
that? Okay, you persuaded me out of it. All right.
No? You're not doing it? That's
not
so
anymore.
Gross. Ugh. I mean, if I was 80 and she was 90, And I'd be like, well, you got to look at my saggy body, so, well, okay. But not like 30 and 90.
You don't
90.
Need Viagra, oh. You need a freaking crane. Get
need
that
iron.
Thing airborne and get moving on it.
Need an iron. Be all
that
wrinkled.
Too.
Ugh. Be like, yeah, we got to take a steam bath before we have sex. Get some of these nasty wrinkles out. Oh, God. All right.
Oh, boy. All right, so that wraps up another show. We're going to be on tomorrow following the Aggie game.
That's
so tune in, whether you're an Ag fan or not. Tune in after the game, 2:30 to 4, it looks like we're scheduled, unless the game goes long, God forbid. So we'll talk to you tomorrow at about 2:30, and then we'll play it by ear based on what happens tomorrow for Friday. So y'all have a great night. Stay tuned for the Blitz next. They'll take you home till 7 right here on ESPN 97.5.
Hi there, we are James and Dan, two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.